Talk about Bob Kirby and you buying the Star Reporter office.
You want that one?
Right, where it's located today? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would like to hear that story.
Yeah, I don't remember the year again. I'm sorry about that. But that's all researchable.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the, then we were in the old shoe, the Connie Bull's place.
Okay.
And she was going to sell her house, I think, at that point, Connie and Bill Bull.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to get kicked out within a matter of a month or so. Oh, we'd actually gone to another place in between, too. We'd gone up to a place. We had an office up in Ted Barnett's place on the Mountain Road. Anyway, that's all.
Little stories on the Mountain.
We were going to get kicked out of our Star Reporter office at that point, and we had a very short time to do something. And Bob Kirby came to me and said, "I know a house that we can buy, but you got to buy it for cash and right now." And it was the house, it was the one that we're in right now, and that you saw that old picture of what it looked like back then.
49 School Street.
49 School Street, all right. I didn't know that was the number, but and there were two old gals there that I never did get to meet, I think, that owned it. But Kirby said that somebody, the word has gotten out that house is available, and they're asking $30,000. You've got to put that cash up to buy it, and you've got to do it tonight. And we looked at the house by flashlight that night, and I took along somebody from Curtis and Bedell, Gordy Rhodes by name, and we looked around the cellar, and it was a dirt floor. It may still be, I don't know, a dirt floor cellar, and it was, anyway, whatever was wrong with it, was sort of pushed aside, and we bought it that night.
So is it that there just were not many, you were looking for something in the village, I'm guessing.
Yes.
There just weren't many properties that came up?
I don't remember why we
not
didn't.
Not at that price. It was such a good price.
It was just such a good price.
Maybe that was it.
That created the urgency. Huh. And so he thought somebody else would probably put an offer in it.
We heard that somebody was going to do it in the morning.
Oh, got it. Okay. So what was it at that point that made you where you knew you really needed your own? Had you grown to a certain point where you just needed a stable?
We were doing all right as a business. I mean, nobody was getting rich, but we were surviving, and we'd grown quite a bit. And I don't know what we had for a staff. But anyway, it seemed like a logical move. I had no reason to want to get out of the business at that point.
Sure. Claudia, were you involved? What was your involvement?
I was not involved with it at all.
Okay.
I had no intention of being involved.
Other than being a sounding board maybe at home.
I didn't want to be attacked by everybody downtown.
Right, right. So, but I remember hearing that, and maybe you can describe to me, once you were in the building within the light of day and you could actually see what you had, was the back where you've been in there, I know, in recent years. So it's a production room now is in the back where all the graphic. Was that a stable or farm? What was in that area?
Nothing.
I don't
Did
know
you
what
add
it
add on the back.
Sort of a shed back there.
So you built into that space.
We built into that space. The footprint. No, I guess. Just the first room out there, and then the rest, I don't know
the
whether
office
we.
You added on.
Yeah, we certainly did add on. We must have stayed within the same footprint, but we certainly we built what is now Biddle's office and that area.
Okay, which would have the production room underneath it. So I think that might have been. I interviewed the man whose grandparents had lived there. Mike Adams. His grandparents had lived there.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and he remembers that it always smelled terrible in there because it was the animals were kept, or there was. So I think that's where I'm getting this. Is that his memories of going in there as a young boy? Is that they were always, I guess, the shed or wherever.
He's a selectman, isn't he?
He passed away. So Mike Adams passed away this past year. But he was part of the Adams Mill down in Moscow. He was the grandson of the original owner of the mill.
Well, that's very interesting.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure I'm remembering this connection right, but that it was his grandson.
It was not a great building. I mean, the
It's a plank house.
It was a plank house.
What is a plank house? I don't know.
Did you notice when they were redoing Stafford's store on the front, on the main street, when they took all the siding off, there were big planks?
Oh,
did you see those?
I didn't see those, no.
It was just built, they were just planks. There was no insulation, no nothing. It was just planks, and then they put the siding on. And the siding, when he bought it, had asbestos.
It wasn't asbestos. I called it
asphalt shingles.
Asphalt shingles over. I did use the word asbestos at one point, which got me in trouble with Biddle's lawyers when they were looking at it. It was determined that was just a mistake of mine.
Asphalt shingles.
Asbestos is a no-no, I guess.
Sure.
But I remember Kirby, as all real estate people are, was sort of bubbling over, you know, his ebullient style, and say, oh, you just blow some insulation in. And we tried blowing insulation in, and of course it hit these boards and came right back out. Eventually we had to tear the entire outside walls off, put foam insulation, foam boards or whatever, over the plank housing, over the planks, which are big and beautiful. And I think if they ever turn that into a museum, or if Biddle wants to spend some money, you ought to expose a piece of that and put glass over it instead of just whatever is the wallboard now.
Right.
And expose that as to how it used to look. I've seen that done in museums and things in Deerfield and elsewhere. And it'd be sort of nice to do. The idea occurred to me, too, but I didn't think I could afford it.
Right. It must have been a little chilly in there before the insulation.
Oh, yeah. We wore a lot of ski parkas and things.
I bet. I mean, it's, yeah. Wow.
The first winter probably was very interesting. I don't...
Do you remember how you heated? Was it a wood heat at the time? Or
it was an old furnace down in the basement. Furnace.
Yeah. Okay.
As in this house, we had a coal-burning furnace originally. But that's deviating.
Yeah.